CQUT is here with Emilie Joly, who's a community organizer at FRAPRU, Front d'Action Populaire, Réaménagement Urbain, or which is roughly translated to English, People's Action Front in Urban Reorganization. So Emilie, please, can you tell us a bit about your organization and how you accomplish your goals and what exactly reorganization means?
Right, so FRAPRU is a network of local tenants associations and housing groups. We have members all across the provinces in cities such as Montreal, Quebec, but also Sherbrooke, Rimouski, Trois-Rivières, Saguenay. And what we basically do is we advocate for social housing. We do reference services for tenants. And we also organize pressure on the federal and the provincial government to get them to invest massively in housing, whether it be through social housing or community projects. And at the same time, we do a lot of focus on defending the right to housing.
Thank you very much. So recently, the city of Montreal announced that they are inviting households who will be without a home as of July 1st to call a number, and they will help them to find something so that no family would be would turn out to be in the streets as of July 1st. Are your organization in any way involved in this process, or is the government, is the city of Montreal consulting you in any way, since I'm sure many people contact you for help with housing?
Right. Well, the service that the government publicized this week is a service that was that has been existing for a couple of years now from the city. The FRAPRU, usually we do references towards the city, the OMH, the Organisation Municipale de l'Habitation, offer this service surrounding the dates of July 1st, because a lot of the contract for renting end by July 1st. So this isn't a new service. They've been offering this for a couple of years. Usually how we work towards it is that we either refer people to the service, and we'll do follow-up with the local city officials to make sure that the cases were well handled. So we're not directly linked to the initiative, but we usually try to refer the most people to it.
Oh, I see. I also know that you organize quite a lot of campaigns to argue for the right of housing and the right of of the free household. And do you find there is any differences in the ways, you know, the city is providing this service only one time a year, and your campaigns are organized throughout the year?
Right. Well, the main issue with the emergency service that is offered by the city is, it's twofold, really, is that they only offer it for a little less than a month between the beginning of June and the beginning of July. Mm-hmm. And they also only target and assist families with minor children.
Okay.
And so, you know, if you're a person that lives alone, the reference emergency service is not going to help you find a house or an apartment. It's only going to refer you to emergency shelters. So basically, the initiative of the city targets families with children that are under 18 years old.
Okay.
The idea from the city is that they don't want any children living in homelessness.
Okay.
And so it targets families that have children under their care. But necessarily, last year, for the year of 2014, there were 26 families that were helped to find emergency housing. But there was 131 calls made to the emergency service.
Oh,
and
okay.
So it's not clear if the other families that called either didn't fulfill all the criteria, so they couldn't, you know, they couldn't be helped with the emergency housing. But it is really for families with children under 18. So that to us is an issue, because there are a lot of people living alone that find themselves without a housing on July 1st. And these people, who are the most people that spend too much on housing, are usually people living alone. And so this service doesn't really help them.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for specifying. It wasn't really clear. So I can see that there's definitely this negative connotation of not having a family, and you probably wouldn't be helped. As you said, many people called, and more than and only 26 families were offered help. Would you do you have any special projects that are aimed at specifically that problem to help people who are not not a family, but they still need a place to live?
Well, as Frappe Rue, most of our work goes towards advocacy and mobilization surrounding the need for funding. So we try to target federal and provincial, the federal and the provincial government, to get them to invest massively in social housing, because we see that social housing is the key instrument to give people housing with affordability.
Okay.
The main issue right now, as we see it, especially in the city of Montreal, is that there are so many people that are spending too much money for rent. The federal government establishes this percentage, which we call core needs, which means that when you pay more than 30% of your revenue to house yourself, you're paying too much, which means that you're not going to be able to fulfill your other needs, whether it be food, medication, school supplies, or dressing yourself for clothes and everything. And so when we look at the numbers in Montreal, there's about 40% of all tenants that pay more than 30% of their income to house themselves. So that's 40% of tenants that, you know, could be eligible in some way for assistance. And when we look at the numbers, you know, it gets to be very drastic when there's 10%. So one out of 10 tenants in Montreal pays 80% or more of its income to rent for housing. So what we see is that when you're, you know, one out of 10 tenant paying 80% or more to house yourself, you really have very, very little income left, or little money left, to fulfill all your other needs. So when we look at those numbers, we really see that there is an important need for affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly in the last years, and historically, the market, you know, the private market hasn't been able to offer affordable quality houses and apartments. And so we feel that the government needs absolutely to, you know, massively invest in housing to actually make sure that, you know, we can guarantee the right to housing in Canada.
So speaking of the same issue, do you think the government does with you know, by providing this program during the months of June before July, do you think the government does enough, or is there actually anything else that is done during the whole year, or this is the sole initiative that has been organized and has been existing for a while, as you said, to help the low income families? And is there something less exclusive to help other, you know, families that kind of match other definitions as well?
Right. Well, I mean, the main issue, you know, when we look at the city has very few resources to be able to actuate on the housing front. So the city is doing what it can. You know, it could do more, but it doesn't have a lot of resources to offer housing opportunities. And so we need to look at the provincial and the federal government. Mm-hmm. And when we look at what the provincial government is doing, you know, in the last years, the government, every budget, the government had put on the table 3,000 social housing units. In the last budget of March 2015, we saw that, you know, the budget was restricted and only 1,500 housing units were to be built with the actual budget for this year. And the government has decided to, instead of building or renovating houses where people can live, you know, in social housing or nonprofit housing or cooperative housing, where this housing is brought out of the private market to actually make sure and ensure that's going to be affordable on the long run, the government has chosen to subsidize tenants with a local check to try to find a housing unit on the private market. But when we look at other countries that have done the same thing, if you look at England or if you look at France, where they had these initiatives of private subsidies for rent, what we actually saw in the long run is that, you know, those subsidies increased the rent on the private market because landlords considered that families had more income available to house themselves so that they could be charged more. So instead of actually helping on the long run, private subsidies tend to hike rents. And so the social housing perspective is really a perspective where we take housing out of the private market, and we want to, you know, socialize it in a way that we ensure that it's going to be affordable on the long run.
I see. Well, thank you very much for explaining that. And the last question would be just if you have any prognosis actually concerning the assistance that's available this year. Do you think there's more space that could be provided for low-income families, and maybe more than 26 families would be helped by the government and everybody who's helping, and including your organization?
Right. Well, I mean, the easy answer, but it's usually always the answer, is a money answer, right?
Of course.
I think that the city needs to have more investment to give, you know, low-income families opportunities for housing, and not just, you know, emergency housing and emergency temporary housing. There needs to be massive investments in social housing on the long term, and that can only be through the provincial and the federal government. We see that the federal government right now is spending less than 1% of its spending on housing.
Oh,
it spends about 8 to 9% on defense and the military. But so we're seeing that housing, you know, at the federal level is not a priority in comparison with the war financing. But at the same time, you know, the money needs to come from the superior government to actually be able to either do, you know, more buy and renovate programs for social housing, and to build more units where we can make sure that, you know, low-income families that and low-income households in general that do not have an affordable housing unit can actually access affordable and dignified and clean and, you know, quality housing.
I see. Well, thank you very much for the prognosis. And just as a finishing line, would you maybe provide some contact information so that our listeners can reach you at Frappru? Maybe the Twitter or Facebook?
Frappru can be reached easily by phone. Our number is 514-522-1010. Mostly what we do with tenants is we do referral services. So we're a number where people can call, and we can refer them to their local housing committees, or we can accompany them towards the city services and make sure that the city manages their case the best they can.
Thank you very much.